Hi, everyone. Is that too loud? How about now? Shut up. It has been a while, hasn't it? About 5 months almost since I've done one of these. So, don't expect this one to be good. I would say it's probably going to take me about three of these before I'm back up to speed. So, my advice to you would be to not listen. I'm just going to take these next three podcasts as just, you know, like preseason. I'm just going to be, you know, warm, doing warm-ups, doing some sprints, running in outside of those, those spare tires. The spare tires are lined up, and I'm just kind of doing high knees through them. Hup, 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 hup. Don't expect anything good for about three of these. Now, a lot has gone on, hasn't it, since we talked last. I've got a new apartment. I'm not living in the death trap anymore. Some asshole smacked into my car in the parking lot. Lots of stuff. Interesting stuff. Funny stuff happened even. But I'm not going to talk about that because I'll ruin it. You know, I'm not ready yet for the good stuff. It's just spring training. Today you're just going to get to listen to me bitch about our lying shitball government. That's what I'm going to do. It's just going to be like crackpot radio. That's what it's going to be this time. But if you got nothing else to do, it is worth listening to in the sense that I'm going to give you some advice that you can use in your everyday life. Republican or Democrat, this is all just going to be neutral advice because it really doesn't matter if you think it's okay that the government's listening to your phone calls and reading your emails or if you think it's bad. The bottom line is they lied to us. So, whether it's good or bad, they're still shitbag liars. See? And there's ways to weed out liars in all walks of life. So, you're going to get some tips here that you can use outside of politics, even. I know a lot of you don't give a rat's ass about politics, and you don't need to for the sake of this discussion. I'm just a little crabby today. I moved out of that apartment, but it was just a death trap by the time I left. You know, the hot water went early on, and I was taking showers at the gym. And today, in my new apartment, which is actually nice, the hot water heater went out. So I'm back again to no hot water. But I was actually able to get this landlord on the phone, so I'm confident that the problem will be solved. And I'll take a shower at the gym tonight, and for old time's sake. I was kind of, you know, I kind of missed it for a while, showering at the gym. I didn't feel, you know, I didn't feel right. There was nobody around to see my glorious naked body. And hey, there's no one around to be envious of how hot I am. There's nobody looking, you know. I didn't get to, you know, shower and, you know, like flex my muscles as I was rubbing the soap just in case the guy next to me is gay. Yeah, suffer, baby. Look at what you can't have. Yeah, look at. I'm kidding, obviously. It was much nicer not showering with a bunch of strange dudes hanging around. Although, you know, I'm mostly kidding. It's not really that big. It wasn't really that big a deal for me showering at the gym. You know, it's like whatever. You know, who cares? You know, it's a gym. Although, there's a guy who works there that we kind of suspect is gay. Like, I don't know, I guess he's gay. He's not like, I didn't ask him, or nobody's asked him or anything, but he seems gay. You know, I'm not picking on him. That's just, you know, he seems like, you know, he's made comments and stuff, and, you know, I suspect he's gay. He's not like flamboyant or anything. You know, he's not like stereotypical gay guy on a sitcom gay. He's just, you know. We think he's gay. And, you know, there's a group of us that are all, you know, buddies that sort of hang out there. And he mentioned to one of the girls that hangs out with us that he likes me best. Yeah. And I heard that and I thought to myself, yeah, still got it. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, that guy was in the locker room while I was showering. And I sort of got the creeps, you know. And then the creeps immediately went away, and my ego piped in and said, likes us best because he saw what we got. So, you know, I'm going to go shower at the gym tonight just to give everybody a thrill. All right, back to our shitball lying government. Where's the... I have a new producer, so things are slightly more organized than they were before, but... Well, they were until he handed it all to me. We're not using your real name. Let's give you a name. You want to be Ray or Jay? Huh? No, we're not using your... What did I say? Oh, fuck! Oops. Well, yeah, you're Jay. We'll just... we'll call you Jay. Bummer. All right, Director of National Intelligence. Clapper. Last name's Clapper. Is it John Clapper? Doesn't say in the story. James Clapper. Thank you. Director, so you're already more helpful. Now stop talking to me. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. During a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on March 12th, Senator Ron Wyden asked the intelligence czar if the NSA gathers any type of data on Americans. No, sir, Clapper responded. No, sir. Nope. Well, that was a big fat fucking lie, wasn't it? Because, of course, we know 2 weeks, March, April, May. Well, anyhow, 2 weeks ago, what's-his-nose ran out of the country and released all sorts of information and leaked all sorts of stuff about how, oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are gathering data, your phone data, your email data, your Twitter data, your Skype data. They're taking it all in, putting it on their big old scary government hard drive, all of it. All of that, and probably all sorts of other stuff that this leaker didn't even have access to. Because this is just some 29-year-old contractor. So that's just as much as he knows. You know, this isn't even, you know, some dude who's been working there forever and he's way high up in the CIA. This is just, you know, some 29-year-old dude that they hired like 3 months ago. He knows this much, so Lord knows, you know, what they're really doing. I'm sure it's horrifying, but just with what we know and we can prove, this guy's lied to all of us. Just lied. Big fat liar. Okay, fine. You can run across big fat liars. But we got a system of checks and balances, right? So when you run across a big fat liar, you know, Congress or the Senate or someone else, you know, they're going to nip that in the bud, right? Wrong. Because our system of checks and balances is we've got liars and buffoons and idiots. That's our three branches of government. Buffoons, the liars, and the idiots. The story here, I couldn't... Listen to this from Reuters. NSA revelations, only the tip of the iceberg, says Democratic lawmaker. And I said this is going to apply to your everyday life, okay? Liars, you know, are prepared for have a certain amount of information stored, which is the lie, right? But since it's a lie and it's incorrect, they don't have enough information for if you ask enough questions. You know, somebody's lying to you, you think they're lying, just ask questions. And especially of the news, any news, even if you don't think it's a lie, ask questions. Always ask questions. Because the human brain, it's wired to take in information, to process information, to organize information. It's not really wired to be cynical or to assume something's false. That's something you have to train yourself to do. You have to train yourself to be cynical, and you do that by always asking questions. Back to this story. The federal surveillance programs revealed in media reports are just the tip of the iceberg, House Democrats said Wednesday. Representative Loretta Sanchez, California, you're in California, your representative, you know, depending on where you live, Loretta Sanchez, has got to go. said lawmakers learned significantly more about the spy programs at the National Security Agency during a briefing on Tuesday with counterterrorism officials. The NSA is in all sorts of trouble now, so they brought Congress in to hand them a load of bullshit so that they'll hand us a load of bullshit. What we learned in there, Sanchez said, is significantly more than what is out in the media today. See, they do that just so the representatives feel special. Here, we're going to tell you just a little bit more. See, you think everybody knows this, but now you know this. See, they're just stroking the ego of these morons and buffoons so that they feel special again. See, because that's how you placate politicians. Politicians, you know, they're just cretins who want to feel better than everyone else, basically. They want to feel a little bit more important, and they have no actual skills, so they just go into politics. See, and when you get in trouble is when the politicians start to feel like they're being treated like everyone else. Hey, wait a minute. How come we didn't know that? So then they bring in these little committees, and they hand them just a little bit more than everybody else knows, and they let the representatives yell at them a little bit, and then everything goes away. No one's ever fired. No one's ever put in jail. And because, you know, these people know how to deal with politicians. They're like children. You just give them a candy bar. Here's some candy. Lawmakers are barred from revealing the classified information they might receive in intelligence briefings, and Sanchez was careful not to specify what members might have learned about the NSA's work. I can't speak to what we learned in there, and I don't know if there are other leaks, if there's more information somewhere, if somebody else is going to step up, but I will tell you that I believe it's the tip of the iceberg, she said. I think it's just broader than most people even realize, and I think that's in one way, what astounded most of us, too, Sanchez said of the briefing. Astounded. She was astounded by it. She also used words like shocked and surprised. Now, the thing that drives me nuts about this story is that nobody really seems all that torqued off. Like, I don't know about your feeds on Facebook, but my news feeds are continually just full of what Monsanto is doing, and the shadow government, and New World Order, and this and that. Everybody, all day, every day long, is pissed off about one conspiracy after the next. And then this comes out, something we can prove, and nobody's saying jack squat about it. And it's driving me nuts, because, and no one's saying jack squat about it because no one's shocked. You know, people only respond to the things that shock them now in this culture. Nobody ever worries about just right or wrong. So, you know, something shocks them and then they're angry. They don't just get angry if something's wrong anymore. It has to be wrong and shocking. So what's bothering me about this story is no one's doing anything because nobody's shocked. We all already knew this was going on. We suspect there's worse going on. We suspected this was going on the whole time. Nobody's really surprised. Except Loretta Sanchez. What is it? Is this woman my grandma? She doesn't understand how the internet works? She didn't assume the whole time that all your information can either get hacked or is being uploaded somewhere? Nothing is shocking about this to any of us, except her, except this idiot. Shocked and astounded. Okay, she can be fired now, just for that. Just the simple fact that she doesn't even have the vision or the common sense to realize that this was all possible and probably going on is reason enough to fire her. But it gets better, because she then goes on to say, hold on, I just want to caution everyone that these programs are illegal. Now, what did I say about asking questions? These programs are legal. My question was, how the fuck do you know? And who told you they were illegal? I went on her little page on the internet. She's not an attorney. She went to college for finance. So she's not a lawyer. And she's not qualified to say whether or not something's legal. Who told you they were legal, asshole? Huh? The people who are in trouble who brought you into that committee? You know? The people who are in hot water right now, they brought you in and said, everything's legal. And then she came out and said, everything's legal. These are not the droids you're looking for. If you live in California, this is your representative. Your representative is a stormtrooper that lets C-3PO go. That's what you got going on right there. These things are illegal. These things are illegal! She's not an attorney, and she couldn't talk to an attorney. It says right in the story that she's banned from mentioning any of this. So she couldn't go to an attorney and ask them, are these things legal? And plus, it was just a committee. You know, they didn't give them any policies. They didn't give them any paperwork to go home and analyze. She doesn't know they're legal. She's a complete tool. She's just a buffoon. Somebody told her something, and she just came out and told us to, you know. Somebody gave her a load of bullshit, and she just came out and parroted it all. Just recited it all to us. What the hell is this woman doing? Her job is to go in there and find out what the F is going on and what's right, what's wrong. She just went in there and listened to everything they told her and believed it, just swallowed it. By the way, if you're married to Loretta Sanchez, just go right ahead and cheat on her. Just go ahead and cheat on her. Just sleep with everybody. Take your savings account and get a gambling problem. Start getting hooked on drugs because she'll believe anything you say. You know, you get caught, just take her in her room and tell her a little bit more than she already knew and then tell her it's not bad. Because she'll just believe you. She'll believe anything you tell her. And she'll go back to her friends and her family who were concerned about her and tell her everything's okay. No, everything's okay. I didn't sleep with that woman. He didn't sleep with that woman. It's okay, I gave you a black eye. He still loves me. He didn't mean it. That's what you got there in California. Loretta Sanchez. These things are legal. She has no idea at all if they're legal. None. And she's shocked. None of us are shocked. You know who else isn't shocked? The terrorists aren't shocked. We all knew they were doing all this already, and so did the terrorists. So the program's basically useless. And I don't care what kind of BS they've been giving us this week about how they managed to thwart 20 terrorist attacks. You're a liar, so I'm not going to believe you when you tell me that. You told me that, I don't care, because you're a liar. I don't care what you say now. You thwarted 20 terrorist attacks. They said they thwarted 20 terrorist attacks, and they also told us all they're doing is taking the phone information. All they're doing is taking our digits. That's all. Our 10-digit numbers and who we're calling. That's all. That's all they're doing, they said. So, I mean, these people are like magical. This guy's magic. All he has to do is get on his hard drive and write down a bunch of 10-digit numbers, and that will thwart a terrorist attack. That's all he did. That's what he said. That's all they have is the data. They don't do anything else with it. So somehow he can magically write down 10 digits on a piece of paper and thwart a terrorist attack. That's his story, which of course is impossible. He wrote down those 10 digits and then went into the big hard drive and got all the information he's not supposed to be storing on anyone. And maybe thwarted some terrorist attacks with it. But it's probably thwarted, you know, they probably did about 20 or 30 different things to thwart these attacks. And this just happened to be one of them that they probably didn't even need. If, in fact, they thwarted any. Which we don't know, because we can't believe this guy, because he's a liar. But like I say, the terrorists already know all this anyhow. I mean, listening to the phone records, they know you're doing... They assume we're listening to their phone, so, yeah. And what are you going to get out of that anyhow? I mean, these two guys in Boston that they didn't stop. How many phone conversations do you need to have to make a bomb out of a pressure cooker, huh? Yeah, I'm at Walmart right now. What kind of pressure cooker do you want? Maybe we should go on the internet. Hold on, let me text John about the pressure cooker. I am at Walmart getting pressure cooker. Can you get nails? I mean, come on, these guys are, you know, I mean, they're buff. These terrorists aren't the brightest bulbs in the outlet, but they know enough to know that they're being listened to. Our government. But, you know, it gets better anyhow. Because they release some of this information to the rest of us, you know, to the great unwashed, about how they're not really doing anything. They release some... an unclassified... paper was circulated Saturday, blah, blah, blah. The paper circulated Saturday said that the data, the NSA phone and email collection programs, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. I should have highlighted this stuff. Program collects metadata, raw information that does not identify individual telephone subscribers. Yeah, that's all. We're just taking the numbers. That's all. And furthermore, listen to this. Millions of phone records were collected in 2012, but U.S. authorities say they only looked at, in detail, the records linked to fewer than 300 phone numbers. That's all. There's only 300 phone numbers we're looking at. Which leads me to ask, then what do you need this program for? If you're only looking at 300 phone numbers. Yeah. I went on the old interwebs. There's about 1,300 federal judges. You looked at 300 phone numbers over the course of a year. We've got 1,300 federal judges. You couldn't get warrants for 300 phone numbers in a year? 1,300 federal judges? You got to be kidding me. You don't even need this program then if that's all you're doing. Which, of course, that's not all you're doing. I mean, the whole thing is just, the more questions you ask, the more it's absurd. Then, okay, you're only collecting 300 phone numbers. Why can't you get warrants? Okay, you're only collecting 300 phone numbers. Why do you need this big, huge database? Okay, you're only collecting 300 phone numbers. Why are we paying all this money for this program? And there's another reason to think Loretta Sanchez is an idiot. That she's shocked and astounded. Really? Congress, they vote on where the money gets spent. See, they vote on the budget. Are you just writing blank checks and you're not asking what any of the money is getting used for? You had no idea a program like this was going on? I'm sure it cost billions of dollars. So you just wrote a blank check to the NSA for billions of dollars, didn't ask them at all what it's for at all? Yeah, what do you need this money for? Don't worry about it. Okay. Once again, if you're married to her, just clean out the bank account and just spend it on whores. If she asks you what it's for, just tell her you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about it. I can't tell you. It's classified. Okay. Just writing blank checks, I guess. You see the absurdity of all this? This is our government. And don't give me this horse crap anymore about the shadow government. Loretta Sanchez. We all know who she is. She's in California. If you're in California, you can get rid of her and find some prick who's going to go in there and ask every time somebody wants some money what the fuck it's for. And isn't going to be astounded to know that somebody might be eavesdropping on our phone conversations. Now, they should not be astounded. They should be annoyed, and they should be pissed off and angry. But they should not be astounded. No, I don't think she's a liar. I think she's an idiot. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt that she's an idiot. She's not in on anything. Just based on the fact that she looked like, you know, she's just sort of dressed like a lady who, you know, runs some kiosk at the mall that has sweaters for cats. You know, she had kind of that look to her. Like, you know, she's really lonely and crazy, but has a lot of money. And a lot of time on her hands. That's what she seemed like to me. And also, she seemed itchy. Like, you're going on C-SPAN. Can't you comb your hair? This isn't PBS. She really had a PBS look to her. You know how everybody on PBS, they all seem like they haven't combed their hair in a while, or at least not in a day, and they all just seem really itchy. She kind of had that look to her. And she's some weird, itchy-looking sweater. She just seemed like an idiot to me, but she did not seem to me at all like someone qualified to be in the position she's in. And that's not the fault of the shadow government, okay? That's our fault. Get rid of this moron. And I don't care what she agrees with you on as far as gay rights or abortion or any of that blah, 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 blah. Fire her dumb ass and elect somebody else who agrees with you on all those things who's not a blithering idiot. You know, the National Intelligence, you know, I got a whole bunch of stories here. They're all just, they're all mortifying in their nefariousness, in their lies, and their stupidity. It's all equal. I don't know if I should roll my eyes or turn a cop car over. I don't know what to do. It's also absurd and stupid at the same time. It's sort of like, we're living in, you know, Cold War Soviet Russia, except the people in charge are all have borderline retardation. what we're dealing here with. We've got a bunch of lying, sinister retards that aren't even smart enough to cover their own tracks. Some 29-year-old kid leaked this, and then they got the gall to go on the news and tell us, where's the quote, that we care, we're very concerned about privacy or something. Where's the quote? I can't find it. We care very deeply about Americans' privacy. Well, no, you don't. A, we didn't ask you to do this. B, you didn't tell us you were doing this. You're just taking our information. So you don't care about our privacy, because you're collecting information we didn't give you. We're having private conversations, and you're eavesdropping on them and recording them. So you don't care. And don't give me this crap about how you're not going to do anything with it, because let's say I believe you, even though you're a big fat liar. Let's say I believe that you're not going to do anything with this information. Is this all just going to explode when you leave office? Huh? You're just going to hit the delete button when you leave? What about the next guy who comes in? Hmm? What about the 14,000, I'm sorry, more than that, 1.4 million people who have security clearance? I got the breakdown right here. There's 48,000 independent contractors who have security clearance. Now, these aren't people who bleed red, white, and blue. All 480,000 of them. 480,000 independent contractors have security clearance. How many of them can get at our private conversations? Hmm? Of 480,000? Oh, more than I'm comfortable with. So, you know, let's say Mr. Clapper here bleeds red, white, and blue, and he's only concerned about terrorism, and he's not going to be sitting at his desk bored off his ass one Monday and just scrolling through email conversations just for the hell of it. Hmm? How many people do you know in your personal life who had access to all the phone conversations on Earth wouldn't get bored by Wednesday and just be looking at naked pictures and reading other people's drama and doing God knows what, or looking for their buddies, or looking for their wife, or looking for their cousin and finding shit out? Huh? How many people do you know like that? What percentage of people that you know would do something like that? I know with me, 100%. We've got 480,000 people here who could possibly just get on this old big old hard drive and start poking around at people they know, or people they want to know, or just maybe shooting a dart into the old internet hard drive backup system and seeing what kind of interesting stuff they can find. The government is just people. It's just people. It's not Captain America running this thing. It's about people who are doing a job and getting paid for it, and oftentimes getting bored. And maybe some of them are sons of bitches. We don't know. I mean, that's why this is bad. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why this is bad. But that's one of the reasons why this is bad. It's not Obama, you know, who's got some gold key, and then another guy has another old gold key, and they both have to turn it at the same time to get at this information. This information is just on a hard drive somewhere that hundreds of thousands of people have access to, not to mention people who could hack into it, and, you know. You care about our privacy. If you were capable of keeping any secrets, we wouldn't be having this conversation, asshole. You're having this conversation right now because you couldn't keep any of this a secret. Because some 29-year-old goofball split the country with Lord knows what kind of information. Now, what if this guy just wanted to go over to Hong Kong, just load up everything on the internet? Just throw it all up on the internet. All of it. Huh? Then what? What about the next guy? You know, what about some disgruntled employee? Just gets out there, just leaks it all. Leak all of it, all of our phone conversations, all of our emails. You know, all you people, I got nothing to hide. Everybody has something to hide. You just have nothing illegal to hide. I'm sure you have embarrassing things, personal conversations, phone conversations. This is all just so incredibly vulnerable, it's absurd. And these assholes think that they can, you know, keep the lid on it all. You can't. It's impossible. It is literally impossible. They started this in 2007. They couldn't even keep a lid on it for a decade. Actually, they couldn't keep a lid on it for three months after they hired this guy. What about the next guy? You know, because first blood has been drawn. You know, there's a hole in the dam now. unless this guy winds up dead, here's what happened to him. He's living in Hong Kong, and he's a big effing celebrity. How many of these people are going to say, hey, I bet I can make some money with some of this information? Through blackmail or just selling to the government of other nations? You know, that's problem 420 with this going on. They're collecting all this data, all this information. It's all in one spot now. Anybody sinister enough to get their hands on it, you know, only has to go to one spot, which they clearly cannot protect. It's fact. It is fact that they can't protect it because it already leaked out. Aside from the fact that all you morons going, well, I got nothing to hide. It's not about you having something to hide. It's about, one, the government has no right to do this. Two, they lied to our faces. And three, what about the people who do have something to hide? How about the people who may want to hide things in the future? What about all the good, decent people? You know, there are some out there who might want to run for president or run for Congress or run for this and that. You know, every year, every 4 years, we see people like that would be good, and they just say, nah, I don't want to run. I don't want to put my family through that, blah, 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 blah. That's why we never get anybody good, because they don't want to go through all the horse crap. They don't want their whole life dug up by private investigators and all that. Well, now, you don't even need private investigators now. Nobody good is going to run, knowing that their whole life is out there. Some picture from them in college throwing up on a Camaro. Is it against the law? No. Is it that bad? No. Is that going to ruin their run for the presidency if the general public sees that? Yeah. We're screwing ourselves. We're ensuring that we'll never, ever get anybody good leading us. That's what this is doing. The only people who would run now are complete jackasses who have no shame. That's it. That's what we've done to ourselves by allowing this to happen. All these people need to be fired. How long have I been going on? Am I done? I am done? Good. I will just say one last thing. This, anybody out there thinks, well, you know, they're saving lives, you know, they're stopping terrorism. Look, they thwarted 20 plots, blah, blah, blah. One, we don't know whether or not they're full of shit. Two, we're not dealing with Soviet Russia anymore. We're not dealing with some huge, nefarious, sinister spy program. I'm tired of these people acting like we're fighting Dr. Sinister. We're not. We're dealing with a bunch of people from third world countries. You know, we're dealing with people who are coming from places where 70% of the population doesn't even have running water. Okay? We don't need the government to come and shove robots up all our asses in order to stop these people. I mean, give me a break. And at some point, you can't stop them. What was the last thing that happened? Two goofballs went and got a bunch of pressure cookers, filled them with nails, and made bombs out of them. What the hell does that have to do with the NSA going through everyone's email? I'm pretty sure the guy didn't email anybody about this pressure cooker. So don't give me this horse shit that we needed some big global network sucking up all our information in order to stop this stuff. Has nothing to do with it. These are simpletons we're dealing with. Simpletons. You have to beat them with boots on the ground and old-fashioned hunting stuff down. You don't need to be spying on Americans. And even if this stuff did help, you have to draw the line somewhere. Okay? You could stop all bad things by just, like I say, you put a robot up all our asses, and every time we're about to do something bad, the robot could tase us. That would stop terrorism, too. It would stop all crime. It would stop everything bad. But you have to draw the line somewhere. We're free people. And we're all going to die anyway. Yeah, I don't want to sound like George Washington here or anything, but, you know, how do you want to live? You know, we all have it coming. It's going to end badly for all of us. I'm tired of people just giving up their rights left and right just for the glimmering hope that somehow some benevolent government bureaucrat is going to be able to keep them alive for another 6 months It's going to stop them from dying somehow. If this guy could just look through your emails, you'll never die. All right, I'm done. Thanks for listening. Like I say, about two or three more of these, and I'll be back to full speed. Be back to entertaining again. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Think.
This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. Now the girls have turned the color of an avocado. When he drive down the street in his Eldorado, why he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. At New York. Resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never caught.